Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a wildlife area faces a fracking proposal.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. An Ohio commission is accepting bids to lease thousands of acres of a remote state-owned wildlife area for fracking. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited the area to see what's at stake.
Randy Podladnik and her husband moved to Tappan Lake in southeastern Ohio in the late 1990s to trade the industrial pollution of their former home for a quiet rural community. But she says in 2013, the fracking industry started changing their landscape. Driving the hilly, windy road, she dodges truck after truck.
We can pretend like it's not happening, but as soon as you leave, you run into brine trucks and sand trucks, and, you know, it's taking your life in your hands sometimes to travel the back roads.
In the past year, a frack pad was built close to her house, and now she says there's nowhere to hide from the noise and industrialization of their country home. Unlike at Tappan Lake, there's almost no traffic moving through the Egypt Valley Wildlife Area, about 30 miles south. A school bus, a couple of pickup trucks along the side of the road near waterways where people fish. The Ohio Oil and Gas Land Management Commission is accepting bids for fracking on over 8,000 acres of the area. There's also proposals to lease an additional 8,000 acres, meaning nearly the entire wildlife area could be open to oil and gas drilling. Carl Malcolm is vice president of conservation for the Ruffed Grouse Society, which worked with the state to acquire the land in the 1990s after decades of coal mining.
Given the history of land use, how do we manage this in a way that's going to promote opportunities to hunt and also deliver conservation outcomes for other species of concern? And it comes at a high cost.
That's why Malcolm supports fracking at Egypt Valley, for the revenue it would bring in. Malcolm says it's a reasonable solution.
Where you have oil and gas revenue coming into the state, if there's a mechanism to have some or all of those revenues invested in conservation outcomes, I see the benefit of being able to capture that value.
This fiscal year, the state has budgeted $3 million in royalties from fracking in state wildlife areas to support conservation efforts. This makes a lot of sense to Kyle Wood, who owns an outdoor supply store near Egypt Valley.
They'd be crazy to pass that up. I mean, you're talking a lot of money for that kind of acreage. So I think they would be fools to pass it up.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources has requested that well pads be built outside the wildlife area's boundaries, that fracking companies limit noise pollution and not drill during hunting seasons. Also, water sources must be tested before and after fracking. So Wood isn't worried that drilling deep under Egypt Valley will harm the trees, water, or wildlife. Still, some studies show there's reason for concern. Researchers at West Virginia University found that oil and gas drilling led to changes in the bird populations, driving out forest-dwelling species like blue-headed vireo and Canada warblers, and favoring others like cowbirds. Back at Tappan Lake, Randy Podladnik is skeptical of the expansion of fracking at Egypt Valley. She worries people who live near, hunt, and fish there might not understand what's coming their way, that the lease agreements could also mean heavy truck traffic, land disturbance, noise, and pollution.
Because they're living in an area that's not going to be pristine anymore. It's going to be an industrial zone. And is that going to, you know, get into the wildlife?
The commission is expected to consider bids and proposals at Egypt Valley at its meeting this summer. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Julie Grant.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.